It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Ruthie C with the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
Good morning. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Happy Tuesday and welcome to The Garden Line with Mr. Mike Wiggins. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I am doing well. I am actually really loving this weather. It's starting to feel like Christmas a little bit.
That it is. It's going to get a little chillier, too, I think, as we proceed through the week. And our good day sunshine, not yet.
Right. That's a fake it till you make it kind of song today.
That's right. That's exactly right. But anyway, yes, it is feeling like Christmas. And I think, a lot of people around town got the spirit. I think the decorations look great in people's yards. And I think after the year we've had in 2020, I think people are ready to celebrate as best they can. It's going to be different for a lot of people insofar as gathering together, families from local and out of town. But we have to do the best we can. And, of course, with the vaccine coming out, there is some light at the end of the tunnel. And maybe when we sit here this time next year, the COVID-19 will be history. You won't even have to think about it.
Distant memory.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I like that. Let's put that thought out there.
Let's do it.
That's what we're moving toward.
Let us do it. However, it is Christmas, and I think we're all going to enjoy ourselves. So, no question. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. And we, of course, I doubt seriously if you're doing any major garden projects here, about a week or so before Christmas, but we can maybe look back and see what your successes were in 2020, because a lot of people spent time in the yard, Ruthie. They really did, because it's the only place they could go. And but look ahead also, because we've got a lot to talk about as we move into spring, even into January and February, when we get into trees and roses and those type of things. So a lot to talk about. And if whatever you would like to talk about, please give us a text or phone call, whatever. We'd love to hear from you. That always makes the show fun.
That's right. Yeah, please let us know. 437-1620. You can reach us this whole hour. And I like that idea, Mike, of looking back and like what worked well this year.
Exactly.
What was the best part?
And we might even talk about what didn't work well.
Hey, that's right. That helps us for next year, right?
See if 2021 we can do better, you know?
That's right.
So in any event, just a couple of things I want to start with, Ruthie, if we could. Number one, I want to thank Skip Vogelsang and Buzz Ritchie for being with us last week. For those who have listened to The Garden Line over the years, you know that every year we have that particular camellia show right before the camellia show here in Pensacola from the Pensacola Camellia Club. Skip comes on, brings his camellias, and like we always say, Skip is one of the few people that can make describing camellias interesting on the radio.
That's right. It was so enjoyable.
He did
a great job.
He does a good job. And of course, the show was a raving success. They had blooms everywhere and sold a lot of camellias. As a matter of fact, I bought a gift for a relative of a real pretty red camellia. And they're still for sale if you need a Christmas present. They come in nice 3-gallon containers. This one is, maybe almost 3 feet tall. Had beautiful buds on it. I think it's going to bloom for Christmas, to be honest with you. And a nice laminated tag on it that tells you what it is, what type of camellia it is, all of that. And I think that was a $25 deal. So if you are interested in that as for a Christmas present for someone, get in touch with somebody from the Pensacola Camellia Club. You can find that online or call the Garden Center on 9th Avenue. They could send you to the right person and pick you up a camellia or two as a last-minute gift for somebody.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. In case we missed the show, but you still wanted to get in on the camellia action, there's ways you can do that. You can reach out, get in touch. The Camellia Club, as I learned, here in Pensacola has been around longer than the American Camellia Society. So I feel quite proud. Good job, Pensacola.
It's been here. It was one of the first, obviously. And they've done a good job over the years. They've never stopped.
And
also, we need it if you are out and about and just need a little road trip. just to get out and get some fresh air, go out to University of West Florida and look at the Camellia Garden out there. University of West Florida, in conjunction with the Camellia Club, have put this garden together with camellias. And, of course, this time of year, you're going to see a lot of color out there. So that's a great trip. And, Ruthie, I think you mentioned last week you had gone out and sat on the bench and studied
in the Camellia Garden. Yes, in my time at UWF, go Argos. The Camellia Garden is right there in front of the psychology department, which is in Building 41. So that's a good landmarker. If you're looking for the garden, look for Building 41. And it is beautiful. There's benches and there's a little bit of privacy because now they've grown up and they're established. And it was just such a nice place to get out of the library and still study a little bit, but to, enjoy the weather. And I had no idea what in the time I was there that the Camellia Club was helping put that together. But it is such a beautiful little piece. The whole campus is gorgeous, in my opinion, but that one little part of it in particular, it's worth the trip out there to go see it.
Yeah, there's absolutely no question about it. And of course, we like to talk about camellias this time of year, obviously because of the Camellia Show. But two, it just kind of adds a little color to what is otherwise a rather drab landscape, because so many of our spring and summer plants are no longer blooming. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, what we can do to compensate for that. But the camellias and the sasanquas just bloom this time of year, and it really gives you a little bit of color in your yard, which kind of brightens things up a bit.
Yes.
No doubt about it.
And one thing that our champion listener, Catherine, does and that we love and appreciate so much is that she'll share photos. So if you have a photo, you don't even have to have a question, but if you have a photo you want to share with us, you can text it to 437-1620. We'd love to see if you've got camellias blooming, what they're looking like, giving that pop of color to your yard this time of year.
Absolutely. Hi, and Ruthie, after we take our break in just a few minutes, I do want to kind of jump back into what we can do for color, or at least to compensate for some of those, quite honestly, dead plants that we've got that the cold weather has taken. But I did want to mention one thing, and this is way off our normal topic, and it's a little kind of silly, but it's kind of fun because it really caught my eye. I got this out of my time. I subscribed to Time Magazine, and these were the best inventions of the year 2020, and the headline on this one is "The Future of Farming." All right. Now, it says so many people nowadays don't want to use chemicals and they want everything to be organic, but they have one of the best inventions of 2020, Ruthie, is a weed destroying robot.
No way.
It weighs 3 tons. It is a Titan FT35, whatever that means. It's a driverless tractor that uses machine learning and computer vision, rather than herbicides, to eradicate weeds from farmers' fields. It travels along a conventional tractor's path. It identifies both the planted crop, the ones they talk about here with broccoli, lettuce, cauliflower, tomatoes, and they identify the weed that is disturbing the good plant's growth. And this is how they word it. In an instant, it reaches for the weed within 1 centimeter of precision and pulls it out. Now, there are 10 of these machines, California and Arizona, so it's all brand new. But I read that and I said, you know what? If we've got some inventors out here listening to us today, can you imagine taking this 3-ton machine, kind of taking it down into, say, the size of a lawnmower, and having it available for homeowners, where all we have to do is run this machine over our yard, and it picks the weed and not the grass. Okay, just thinking. I know that's silly, but it caught my eye. I said, maybe that's the future of weed control. We sit here and talk about pre-emergence and post-emergence and all of that, and that works, but it's a lot of work. But if there's ever going to be a machine, if they ever take us from this 3-ton machine down to something for the homeowner that you can run over your lawn and it picks the weed and not the grass, my goodness.
Isn't that incredible?
It is. It's just fun to think about. And like I say, if we have any inventors out there, you may want to look into that, because tend to think you could be another Bill Gates if you could invent that one.
Well, and in this part of the world, you know, I think you'd have quite the clientele.
Oh, there's no doubt.
I don't think you'd have any problems selling that.
So, I don't know. That may be the best inventions of the year 2050. You never know. But we'll see. Anyway, I just thought that was fun. Just wanted to lighten things up a bit.
I love it. I love it so much. Well, if you have an invention to help with the garden or a question for us, please call or text 437-1620. We are going to take a quick break. This is The Garden Line here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins, and we'll be back in just a moment.
I just had my checkup, and my doctor could tell I've been eating healthier, but sometimes I have a hard time covering the cost of food. Luckily, my Humana Medicare Advantage Dual Eligible Special Needs Plan offers me a Healthy Foods card to help me pay for food at certain stores. If you have Medicare and Medicaid, you may get $25 to spend on approved groceries. You just swipe it like a credit card. My Humana Medicare plan also covers a lot more, such as medications, dental, eyeglasses, doctor visits, and hospital stays. Do what I did. Talk to Humana.
Talk to a Humana licensed sales agent now by calling toll-free 1-844-706-0557. Humana is a coordinated care plan with a Medicare contract and a contract with the Florida Medicaid program. Enrollment in this Humana plan depends on contract renewal. Sponsored by Humana Medical Plan, Inc. and the State of Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration. Plans may not be available in all areas. Benefits may vary by plan. Call to learn what plans are available in your area.
I'm Roz Leahy, president of Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a women's philanthropic organization. Since 2004, Impact 100 has awarded 120 transformative grants totaling $12.8 million to nonprofit organizations in our community. Ladies, if you are interested in becoming part of our community-focused organization, join us at one of our upcoming Meet and Mingle membership events. For details on these events, visit impact100pensacola.org.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Give a gift they'll appreciate all year long, a subscription to Gulf Breeze News. Each week, Gulf Breeze News is full of stories about what makes Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Beach, Tiger Point, and Midway unique, and what's happening in your community, where to shop, dine, and play. For just $52 a year, get a fresh copy delivered to your mailbox each Thursday that also includes Splash Magazine, your guide to local arts and entertainment. For details on subscribing or advertising, call 850-932-8986 or visit gulfbreezenews.com. Gulf Breeze News is your community newspaper.
Bringing you the best in wine, spirits, beer, cigars, and more. ABC Fine Wine and Spirits is Florida family-owned and operated since 1936. Shop early online at abcfws.com. Get fast, convenient curbside service at any ABC location. Or come to the store and get expert help on everything you need from California cabs to eggnog. Find hundreds of dollars in deals on top brands. And holiday gift sets are ready to go. ABC, always be celebrating. ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, Bayou Boulevard, Pensacola.
Fox News every 30 minutes, 24/7.
The first COVID vaccination in the U.S.
Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard.
A nurse in New York who got the first shot in the arm a short time ago was among those clapping.
I feel like healing is coming. I hope this marks the beginning to the end of a very painful time in our history.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins because it is the Garden Line.
And we need to welcome Gladys Knight and the Pips in the studio this morning.
Welcome. We're so glad you're here.
I'm so glad they're in the studio singing Christmas. That's one of my favorite Christmas albums. People laugh when I say that, that Gladys Knight and the Pips Christmas album is one of the best. It really is.
I'm glad you shared it with me. I love Gladys Knight. And I didn't realize this is a long album, too. too. There's a lot on here.
Oh, there really is. A little monologue that goes with some of the songs, and it really is kind of fun.
Love that.
No doubt about it. Ruthie, we need to acknowledge a couple things here. We just got a picture. I'm going to be honest with you. It's probably one of the most gorgeous Sasanqua camellias I have ever seen. It's literally a tree. It's so large and absolutely covered with beautiful, small Sasanqua blooms. And the person who sent it to us says people stop and take pictures of it. And I don't doubt it.
I don't doubt it. Gorgeous.
A bit, because right now, many of the Sasanquas are just in full bloom. And this one is absolutely gorgeous. Sasanquas, of course, when we talk about Sasanquas, we put it in the same category as camellias, of course. It just has slightly smaller foliage and a little smaller bloom. And they bloom a little earlier sometime than our camellias. But it is so great. I have got two Sasanquas in containers on my patio. And when a lot of the other plants, like the hibiscus, die, I'll kind of move the Sasanquas out front so... even though you're not spending as much time in the backyard on the patio as you did in the spring, summer, and fall, still, look out the window and you see those Sasanquas, and it really brightens things up. I really appreciate this picture. One of these days, let me know where that is. I would love to look at it because that is one gorgeous plant. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yes, thank you so much. If you have pictures that you would like to share, please text them in 437-1620. We would love to see more. That is That is amazing.
And while we're on the subject of camellias, Sasanquas, et cetera, our good friend Catherine wanted us to know that at the Garden Center on January 31st, they're going to have a grafting demonstration between 1 and 4. Grafting is a way to propagate a new camellia. You can put it on a different rootstock and graft your cutting there, and the plant obviously grows. It's a lot to it. It's fun to do. This is one thing that a lot of folks in the Camellia Club do because it's a great hobby to take this rootstock and somebody gives you a cutting and you grow your camellia from that cutting. It's really fun, but it's some things you need to know about before you try it. And this demonstration on the 31st at the Garden Center on 9th Avenue between 1 and 4 would be a fun place to go if that interests you. So, Catherine, thank you. Catherine, of course. Oh, Catherine, did I mention to you how good the cupcakes were you sent me last week?
Oh, so good.
Weren't they amazing,
Ruthie?
And there
were brownies in there, too, that were awesome.
Oh, just great.
So thank you so much, Catherine.
Yeah, I had to start a diet the next day.
That's right.
It was just amazing. We also got a question, and this is a good one, and I'm not sure there's an exact answer to this one. Can I sod St. Augustine right now? Now, a lot of your landscapers, and there's some real good ones around, these guys are good, will sod relatively year-round. Homeowner, I would almost have a tendency to say, let's wait till spring, we get into maybe March and April to do it. But if you're going to do it, go to the person from whom you're going to buy it and look at it. It may be dormant or moving into the dormant period. It may come from South Florida where it's not dormant. But look at the quality of the sod. Be sure it has a good base to it. Be sure it's not full of weeds. Check, for fungus. Be sure it's good color to it. And then I think you'd be okay. But what you've got to do, you've got to consider, you've got to water it. Even though a lot of people have their systems turned off right now, which I'm not sure is the thing to do, but they have their system turned off, you've got to water that new sod because here in Pensacola, the roots are going to continue to grow. So you need to kind of treat that new sod sort of like you would if you had done it in the midsummer. So I'm afraid I'm kind of dodging the question a little bit, but I would inspect what I was going to buy, and if it looks good, and you have the wherewithal and the time to nurture it and keep it watered, then go for it. I'm not sure I would spend the money on a whole front yard. I think to be safe, you might want to wait till spring. But if you're doing a smaller area that maybe you've had some problems, go for it. But do go look and see what you're going to buy first. I think that's important.
I like that. I think that's a good, solid, it's up to you. There's some considerations here, but I like what you said, because that was a question Zach and I were going through the other day about our sprinklers and how often and what's the zoning and all that kind of good stuff. So off is probably not helping our grass any.
Well, I had mine off for the county for almost 3 or 4 days, but I did it yesterday. Because I had expected a lot of rain that was going to come in with this system, and it really didn't, not at my house. And so I went ahead and ran it through the cycle. I'm going to turn it off again today because it looks like we may get some rain tomorrow. This is what you have to do. You just have to kind of play it by what the weather is going to do this time of year. It's kind of unpredictable. And if we have a week of a lot of wind like we've had and we haven't had any rain, that dries things out. Run that system through, and that's water that lawn for maybe a half hour, 45 minutes. And I think you'll be glad you did.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, we're going to take one more quick break here on the Garden Line. This is News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins, and we'll be right back.
With everything you've been through this year, could your family use a little getaway in the sand and the sun? Casa de Luna has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms, covering over 5,000 square feet in the house, plus another 1,600 square feet of wraparound covered porches. The social distancing won't be a problem in this house. The main living area at Casa de Luna is on the sand level, while bedrooms and bathrooms are spread between sand level and upstairs. There's also a big gaming porch waiting for you with a pool table, foosball, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. When you're ready for some exercise, bicycles are even provided for you at Casa de Luna. And when you get back from your ride, take a dip in the swimming pool, which can be heated during cooler weather. Or just sit and enjoy the beautiful water views. It's convenient, too, just minutes away from just about anywhere you might want to go on Pensacola Beach. Find out more by calling Casa de Luna owner Tim at 791-6400. That's 791-6400. 791-6400.
Howdy, howdy. I'm Jesse Lacoste of Lacoste Construction Group. During this holiday season, both my team and I want to express our immense gratitude to the individuals, families, and businesses that have entrusted us to construct their dream spaces, custom homes, and commercial builds throughout this year. We cannot thank this community enough for your awesome support in allowing our small local business your trust in creating the dream spaces for you. On behalf of myself and my team at Lacoste Construction Group, may you have a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year as we celebrate the birth of Christ and new beginnings in 2021.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge self-directed investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical-grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins for The Garden Line. What do you think about this one, Mike?
Brian Seltzer, I tell you, if you're looking for a little jazzy Christmas, that's the songs to get. He is so good. He really is.
That would lift your spirits.
He could jive up any song.
That's right.
Absolutely. But anyway, he is great. Brian Seltzer, thanks for playing that, Ruthie. That's fun. I'm about ready to hit the bottom of the hour here. Just a quick note, watering your Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
Get on your hands and knees, get down there, put your finger in there. If the water's below bottom of the tree, please put some in there because that's going to make those needles stay on there a little bit better. And so we need to do that. Also, be careful with the water on your poinsettias also. Don't overwater them. I think that's a problem a lot of people have. You want to really keep them looking good, so they overwater them. And, of course, many of the times you buy poinsettias, they're wrapped in foil. Well, be sure to get some scissors or a knife or a box cutter and just cut the bottom of that foil out so that, and put a tray underneath it so that water can drain through. Because if not, that poinsettia is going to sit in water, and that is not good for it. I've seen them deteriorate when that's happened. So be real careful with the watering on your tree and your poinsettias. It makes a big difference.
That's it. And you are listening to The Garden Line. We're going to be back with more Mr. Mike Wiggins here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. But for now, we'll go check in with Mark for the news. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing
good. Morning, Mark. Merry Christmas.
Good morning and Merry Christmas to you, too. Some news coming up about a big food donation for MANA. That's after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A day after the Electoral College formalizes his loss to Joe Biden, President Trump on Twitter claims problems with voting machines were able to take, in his words, a landslide victory and reduce it to a tight loss. President-elect Biden says about the fight to have ballots thrown out.
The Trump campaign brought dozens and dozens and dozens of legal challenges to test the result. They were heard again and again. And each of the times they were heard, they were found to be without merit.
He campaigns in Georgia today for the two Democrats in Senate runoff elections. In New York, Ghislaine Maxwell is asking again to be let out of jail.
The British socialite, facing federal charges of helping the late Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse girls, renewed her request for bail and proposed a $28.5 million bail package that includes armed guards to keep her at her New York City residence.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. 45, mostly cloudy. I'm Mark Jacobs. MANA Food Pantry celebrates Monday's big donation from the Escambia County School District, but notes the need is still high.
Thanks to COVID-19's economic impact and the devastation wrought by Hurricane Sally,
we have folks in our community who are just really struggling right now.
Terry Smita with MANA Food Pantry says current donations will last perhaps into early spring, but the people are encouraged to continue bringing food.
The canned chicken, canned tuna, or even the pouches. The tuna pouches are really great for our children's programs. The microwavable dinners.
Smita says MANA Foods is also now bringing on new volunteers. She says, of course, they also appreciate financial donations going forward. Cooper Davis, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
A local man accused of hitting and kicking his pregnant girlfriend in Escambia County over Thanksgiving. According to an arrest report, 37-year-old Eric Davis faces charges of aggravated battery. Deputies say the alleged attack happened November 26th. Davis, currently being held in the Escambia County Jail with no bond. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Today we will slowly be warming that high today near 61 degrees. Those skies will be mostly sunny throughout the afternoon, but turning mostly cloudy as we head into the overnight, as showers and thunderstorms likely after midnight. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
45 in Pensacola, 48 in Gulf Breeze, 44 in Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3. AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Stocks are higher. The Dow Industrial is up 102 at 29,964. The NASDAQ is up 100. The S&P 500 ahead 21. Shares of Prevail Therapeutics rocketed 83% after the New York-based gene therapy company agreed to be acquired by Eli Lilly in a deal with a value of $1.04 billion. Lilly says the acquisition will bring critical technology and highly skilled teams to complement its existing expertise. New Jersey-based QuickCheck is about to have a new owner. Murphy USA has reached an agreement to acquire the convenience store and gas station chain for $645 million. Murphy has nearly 1,500 sites located primarily in the Southwest, Southeast, and Midwest. Most are located close to Walmarts. Dolly Parton is officially making her foray into the beauty industry. In conjunction with a long-term licensing deal with Edge Beauty, the singer will be debuting a signature scent in the spring. That's Your Money Now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
December the 15th, 1880, from the office of the new Southern Bell Telephone Company on East Government Street, in the Western Union Building, that is, this is News Radio 1620, and now also on FM 92.3. Just an hour ago, newsmen had the excitement of witnessing this first placed call over the city's brand new telephone system. The call was actually placed by Mr. William H. Riera, who was to be the manager of this operation. Mr. Riera told your reporter that the telephone, first demonstrated 4 years ago at the Philadelphia Centennial, now is spreading rapidly, and that Pensacola Exchange is the second to open in Florida, Jacksonville having that service a year ago. Here, the process had required obtaining a franchise from the city, and then the placing of poles to support the carrier wires, then, of course, negotiations with customers over installation of their instruments. As of today, just over 200 installations are in place. Service will actually begin at noon today, with young boys acting as operators over much of the service day. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins for The Garden Line this morning, and enjoying, I think, our Christmas DJ job.
Oh, no question. A little pentatonics there. And, if folks are not aware of pentatonics, they are an unbelievable group. And that's, I think, the best song. It says, "Mary, Did You Know?" And it is a great Christmas song. And so if you get a chance to listen to some of Pentatonics, if you're not familiar with them, you certainly would enjoy it. They have a whole Christmas album, and everything they do is good.
It's so good. It is amazing. Mike, during the break, we had a listener text in. This is from Kim, who gave us an awesome tip about watering the Christmas tree. And Kim says, this is a tip. Well, she got it from her little cousin, so she's giving credit where credit is due. To use an empty wine bottle to water your Christmas tree so that you can, it's easy to aim, and you can get the neck of the wine bottle in the, up in there under the branches.
Kim must have somehow seen me try to water underneath my Christmas tree, where I get more water on the Christmas tree skirt than I do on the tray. That is a great idea.
So smart.
So smart. People, the Garden Line listeners really are. They're with it, I'll tell you right now. But that's a great idea. And, of course, you know, to have a nice bottle of wine with your Christmas dinner, and then you have use for it afterwards.
That's right.
A little multi-use.
Upcycling.
Absolutely. Kim, thank you. That's really neat. And we will give the cousin credit for that tip, because that's a good one.
That's right. That's like a life hack right there, because now I'm thinking about, why don't we have waterproof tree skirts? Oh, they wouldn't be as pretty. Or I'm sure you could buy some specialty watering can, but I definitely am going to have more wine bottles laying around than watering cans. So
great idea.
That's a good idea.
No doubt about it. We also got a wonderful picture from Catherine of her peppermint Christmas cactus.
So beautiful.
So gorgeous. And we've talked about Christmas cactus here on the Garden Line. It's a great plant that obviously will bloom this time of year, hence Christmas cactus. There are a lot of little rules that some people follow, insofar as the amount of dark it gets and the amount of light it gets and the temperature range in which it will set buds and bloom. I have found with mine that the temperature in Pensacola in December is such that you really don't have to worry much about that. It likes that 50 to 60 degree time, and of course we are in shorter days. That serves the purpose of light and dark. And so my point is, if you have a Christmas cactus in a nice, pretty pot on your patio, getting some sun, doesn't have to be direct sun, but a lot of sun, they're probably going to bloom in spite of you.
That's right,
in spite of me, it blooms. And so it's a wonderful plant. And it's a cactus, of course, so it likes a lot of light, very hardy, not a whole lot of water. But it's the one she is growing, this peppermint, is white with kind of a pink petals, into the petals in the interior of the bloom, and it really is pretty. And Catherine, thank you. You have definitely got the green thumb, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. Everything, I'm like, okay, Catherine, keep it coming. Everything you're sending is so beautiful, and just you can tell it's done with love, because I don't think you get to results like this if you're not loving the process.
No. She and Catherine loves gardening, and so many people do. As we've always said, you know, gardening is, it's been proven, is the number one hobby in America. That's what people like to do. Of course, during the COVID days, I think even more people, maybe some folks that never really got into it, have been out in the yard just to get that fresh air and do something that different and kind of get their mind off the situation.
Absolutely. Something you can enjoy. And we have another question coming in, Mike. This is changing gears a little bit. This listener, this is Molly, and she says she has a fiddle fig that she has been taking care of. It's inside her house. It's near a window, but she's noticed some holes in the leaves. So she's wondering, does she have bugs in her house, or is that some light water ratio that's going? I've heard fiddle figs are kind of finicky.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, Ruth. You took the words out of my mouth. They are kind of finicky, and I'm putting them inside. If that fiddle leaf fig has been inside, I mean, been outside, and it's just been moved inside because of the chance of a freeze, because it's tropical and it will die. I would say that's part of your problem, is a change in light. However, if it's been inside and you got these little holes in the leaf, I don't really think there's a bug doing that inside. If it was outside, I would say, yeah, it could be some kind of varmint getting on there. But I don't think that's the case. I think what I would do at this point is just do everything right. Give it as much light as you can by the sunniest window. Don't put it in an area where the heater vent is blowing on it. Keep it moist. Maybe even get a tray and put some pebbles in it and set it on that and put water in the tray. So that kind of will help it absorb water and help the humidity, because it likes that. Keep in mind what it likes. A lot of these tropical plants, you've got to look at where they originate. And that's sometimes in the South American jungle,
right?
Where you've got a lot of humidity, filtered sun, warm weather, and you have to just kind of look at where it comes from and kind of duplicate that. So that's what I would do. The holes in the leaves, if the leaves are not turning brown, I don't think I would worry too much about it. But do everything else right, because Ruthie, you hit it on the head. Some plants are a little finicky. I look at weeping fig, Ficus benjaminum, one of the most beautiful house plants there is. But you have a Ficus benjamina sitting in your house, and it looks gorgeous and has been gorgeous. You move it 1 foot, just move it over a foot.
Game over.
Game over. Those leaves start dropping. It's just one of those plants that really likes the outside better than the inside, but it doesn't want freezing weather, so you have to, you know, do it inside. It's a beautiful house plant, but you've got to be so careful with it. And fiddle leaf fig and Ficus benjamina and some of the others, even some of the palms, like the areca palms and such as that, can have trouble adjusting to inside a home.
I would guess that's it then. Well, so Molly, good luck. Keep it humid in there.
That's exactly right. Even missed it. But, you know, one other thing you could do, Molly, and this is really just in case that we're not right, that it is some kind of varmint, a little insecticidal soap. Buy it in a little bit of air squeeze bottle. It's very inexpensive. It's an organic inside houseplant spray that would probably take care of anything that's on there. I don't believe that's the case, but if you want to cover all the bases, that may be where I would go.
Great advice. You know, I've seen a lot lately these fiddle leaf figs in the they're in photo shoots, like very popular right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I must think that like it's artificial. Like there's no way in this photo shoot that it's as thriving and as good as it looks. Maybe that's just making myself feel better. I could keep it alive that well.
You know what's been kind of fun is to, obviously with COVID, so many of the newscasters and talking heads, if you will, are doing it from home. And it's really kind of interesting to look past them and look at the plants that they're growing.
So they've got going on back
exactly,
there.
To look at their house plants. And some of them look terrific. But the other day there was a guy who, I mean, this guy was an expert. He was fabulous on the air. But his plant was dead as a doornail.
Oh, no. He definitely has his skills.
You wanted to say, move it away.
Just get it out of the shot.
Get it out of the shot. Exactly.
Oh, that's so great. Well, we're going to take a quick break here on The Garden Line. This is News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. If you have questions about your current state of affairs with your garden, with your plants, if you want to share with us what went well this year or what you'd like to do differently next year, we've got time. So please call or text 437-1620. We'd be happy to hear from you. And we will be right back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell's Sewing of Pensacola, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess in Pensacola. Darrell's Sewing is now the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems by Bernina, Juki, and Baby Lock. Darrell's also carries a large selection of sewing machine furniture by Koala, Arrow Kangaroo, and TaylorMade. In addition, they've expanded their fabric department with several brands to choose from. Darrell's Sewing has over 60 models to try, and financing is available. For more info, call them at 438-5444. 438-5444. Darrell's Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess in Pensacola. 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess in Pensacola. Or online at sewinginpensacola.com. Sewinginpensacola.com.
You know, there's a lot of things you can do for Christmas, and of course, I'm going to tell you, I think it's important to do jewelry. On Christmas Day, we sit there and we start looking at our phone, waiting for those text messages to come through. Love my gift. OMG. The holidays are magical here. Our staff gets so excited. We work hard, but we also have fun. Whether you come into our store, whether you go to our website, whether you do curbside, we're going to be here. So shop Array Jewelers this holiday season, and we'll make you happy.
Elite Services Quality Clean is proud to serve the Pensacola area for the past 30 years. We've cleaned your carpets, scrubbed your tile and grout, and even cleaned your drapes. A thorough cleaning means a healthy living environment. I know that's what you expect for your family, because that is what I expect for mine. I'm David Nixon, owner of Elite Services Quality Clean. Make an appointment for a free quote at EliteQualityClean.com or call 453-5544. Remember, it's not clean until it's Elite Services Quality Clean.
For 30 years, Thomas Home Corporation has proudly helped families build their ultimate dream home. If you're looking to customize your home, we are currently building throughout Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Nogalusa counties, and we can either build your home in one of our subdivisions or even on your own lot. Our team works with you to guide you through each step and decision in the process. Builder of the 2019 American Dream Home and Builder of the Year, Thomas Homes Corporation has built quality homes at an affordable price since 1990. Begin the process today and become one of our proud homeowners at thomashomescorp.com.
This is Ruthie C. of the Pensacola Expert Panel wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a happy, peaceful, and productive New Year.
From News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 to you, Merry Christmas.
It's the weekend on News Radio 1620 FM 92.3. Inside the House or Out, At Home with Gary Sullivan has answers to your home improvement questions. Saturday morning at 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. This is The Garden Line with Mr. Mike Wiggins, and I'm Ruthie C., and we hope you're enjoying our Christmas DJing as much as we are.
I was going to say, stop the music. That is great stuff. Who is that, Ruthie? I don't know that one.
That is Matthew West.
Matthew West.
I'd never heard of him until this year. A remix that was Oh Come All You Faithful, but not like I'd ever heard it before.
Oh, you can tap your foot to that one. That one. It's great stuff.
I like it. You know, I love being in the spirit and having the music on, and I just appreciate how many options there are these days, different
covers.
Oh, that's for sure.
Oh, and yes.
Nothing like the good old stuff, but it's kind of nice to mix it up.
That's exactly right. Okay, Ruthie, real quick, I did want to mention if people are like me and you and everybody else, so many of our spring and summer plants have had their better day.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
If you've got these huge pots and you've had, say, mandevilla or hibiscus or pintas or bush daisies, the croton seem to be hanging in, but their days are numbered. So what do you do? What do you do? Now, especially if you've got these huge pots where you had these plants, you've got everybody coming to your house for Christmas, and if the weather's right, you know they'll be outside, and you want it to look good. So what do you do? Well, one, you can plant some annuals. But there's one other thing that you can do, and I do this myself periodically. You've got a big pot full of dirt. The plant's dead, so you jerk it out and throw it in the trash. Okay, put in a permanent plant. Buy a holly or a Calliera japonica or a pittosporum or an upright juniper and plant that in that pot, pot and all. Don't take it out of its plastic pot. Plant the plastic pot with that holly or clear japonica, whatever. It'll fill the pot. It'll look nice. It's green, and people will think it's been there forever. Put a little mulch around it so people can't tell you planted the pot and all. Enjoy it for the winter because the cold's not going to kill it unless we get way, way down there. And enjoy it, and then when springtime comes and you're ready for those great tropicals again, subtropicals, you can just take it out of there and go plant it somewhere else in your yard, take it out of the pot at that point, and plant it and use it in your landscape. That way you don't have an empty pot with bare dirt when you've got all those guests coming to your house and they're all looking at all the wonderful things, how good your yard looks, but yet you've got those empty pots. So that's just one thought that you can do. It's temporary, and you can always take that plant and put it somewhere else once some springtime arrives. It's a fun thing to do.
That is a life hack right there, Mr. Wiggins. I like it.
There you go. Also, of course, if you don't want to do that, you could plant your pansies. That's probably one of the best, if not the most popular, winter annual. I have planted some front yard and backyard, and boy, I tell you, they are doing great. Got to watch your water. If we do go, like we talked earlier in the show, 4 to 5 days, no rain, a lot of wind, and the soil dries out, either just go hand water those pansies or turn your sprinkler system on, whichever, but do get some water on it. And of course, one plant that a lot of people think is a spring plant are petunias. These petunias will take a light freeze, a frost for sure, and they will give you color during the winter. Calendulas, which are a yellow plant, but will probably bloom a little bit later than Christmas, but you can plant those. And I'll tell you one that I planted in a little low bowl, kind of a terracotta low bowl, is some dianthus. I put some red dianthus in, and Ruthie, they are just doing great.
I bet that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, and you don't need many, and they're inexpensive, and it'll just fill that pot up, and it really will look good, but it's a great winter plant, and I have found that dianthus will last you way into spring, even into early summer. It's a very hardy, blooming annual. Sooner or later, the hot weather will get it, but boy, you can enjoy it for a long time. And then the one where you've had all the success is the snapdragons. Tell us about that.
My snapdragons, when we talked, it was probably, it was before Thanksgiving, probably the beginning of November, and I had filled my new pots with some of these colorful wintertime that we've been talking about annuals, and I chose, they were like a Peruvian impatient, something like that. That was pretty orange thing. And I just stuck just a couple of those little dollar snapdragons in there with them so they wouldn't be alone.
Right.
Well, that first bad freeze we had, the Peruvian guys were out. And my snapdragons, I couldn't even tell when I bought them what color they were, but one's yellow, one's white, and they are as happy as a clam in the pot on my front porch. And I've been neglecting the poor things, but they are just blooming and happy to see me when I come home from work.
let me tell you right now, snapdragons are a great plant. They really are. And you can buy them where they grow short or shorter than the taller ones. So just have to talk to your local garden center guy and ask him what's his best. But snapdragons are really good. Going back to the pansies, though, there are so many different kinds. They're a member of the Viola family, and they have 500 species. The word comes from the word, French word, pensée, which means thought or remembrance. That's very nice.
Oh.
It's one of the oldest flowers ever cultivated. They've been used in medicine. They've been used, and they make dyes. And I think some people even eat them. But they're so good. And they will have a nice scent to them. The yellow and the blues will do more. But I love it. I had one of the books I had a great list of them, and everything from Blue Mood Pansy, Cool Wave. You can buy Cool Wave in Pensacola. I put some of the ones I planted were Cool Wave Pansies, Delta Marina Frosted Chocolate Pansy, Inspire Plus Mardi Gras Pansy, Jolly Joker Pansy, Tiger Eyes Pansy. You can go on and on and on. So many fun different types. Your local garden center may have some of those, probably doesn't have them all, but you might just kind of do a little research and find the one that you want, because they will give you color this winter, no doubt about it.
I might need to put some pansies in with my snapdragon.
Why not? Why not?
Why not? Well, we'll take one more quick break here on the Garden Line. This is News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Florida Army National Guard, aired by the Florida Association of Broadcasters and this station.
She sleeps hot, even when the weather outside is frightful.
Jack Frost here likes it cool.
Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, now temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But will it keep me asleep?
Yes, it intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable.
Will I have more energy for holiday shopping?
Does Rudolph have a red nose? And now save up to $700 on new Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
For over 43 years, Air Design has treated our customers like our neighbors, because that's what you are. And like good neighbors, we're there for you when you need us. Sure, we can't walk your dog or water your plants, but when your heating, cooling, or plumbing breaks down, we can help. We'll do the job right the first time and be honest with you about the cost. We don't work on commission, and after-hours emergency calls are no extra charge.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years, in Enslin, Old Palafox, and in Molino on Highway 29.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins for the Garden Line. And Mike, we have gotten a couple questions right here at the very end, but want to definitely get to this one about this little broadleaf weeds.
Right. Your broadleaf weeds, for the most part, are annuals. If we have some good freezes, and I'll label them good because that will help with weed control, say we get down into the mid-20s, that should control some, if not all, of your broadleaf weeds. You've got to be careful using what I call your post-emergence weed control. That's the ones you just spray on it when the weeds are there, especially when you're St. Augustine. Our centipede is going dormant. It can do damage to grass if you spray that post-emergence on there when it's dormant. The one thing you need to do is, one, maybe rely on Mother Nature to help take care of them with a good freeze. But in February, which is not that far away, use your pre-emergence to keep them from coming back next year for in spring and summer of 2021. So you might just kind of wait and kind of hope for a good cold freeze to get rid of them, but do not hesitate to use that pre-emergence come early spring.